Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading is from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as his witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name. Word of God, word of life. Let us recite Psalm 118 responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endureth forever.
Let Israel now declare, God's mercy endureth forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo in the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
I shall not die, but live, declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord indeed punishes me sorely, but did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteousness may enter.
I give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
But the Lord has this been done. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our second reading is from Colossians. If you have raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you may also be revealed with him in glory. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. This past week, a group within this congregation gathered to pray together. In that time, the scripture readings offered words of strength and comfort. They spoke of promises and ancient truths. For everything, there is a season. Life has a way of running cycles that catch everybody up. And God promised through the prophets to walk with all humanity, to gather all humanity, to love all humanity. These are huge promises, and they are the kinds of promises that even the most astute, God-fearing human being can forget in times of great stress. That is part of why the church keeps reading these stories over and over again. People need reminders. Indeed, people need to recall the very truths they know so very well. There is a certain cyclical nature to the story of Jesus, as shared by the gospel writers. Matthew's gospel begins with Jesus coming from Galilee, and now the church hears that with his resurrection, Jesus is returning to the place where his ministry began. The story has a grand circle to it that reveals both that human life and nature tends to continue patterns of, well, sometimes joy, but also times of crushing hostilities, oppression, conflict. The circle also promises that God enters into the midst of all this and walks alongside creation in the messiness. Just as those women from St. Andrew's gathered to pray together this week were comforted and strengthened by the promise of God's care and God's presence, so too all who gather today and on every Sunday hear promises that God enters into the messiness, the brokenness, the crushing reality of everyday existence. On this day, first the angels and then Jesus give instructions to those women at the tomb. Tell the disciples that Jesus, or that I, will meet them where it all started, in Galilee. These words do not conclude Jesus' instructions to disciples. In fact, the last words in Matthew's gospel, well, tell all disciples then and now to remember that Christ will be with us always and to the end of the age. Take a moment. Survey your life. Take stock of those things that are good and worthy of celebrating. And take stock also of those places and those situations that are sucking life out of you. What crushing reality? What loss? What sorrow? What reality begs for resurrection? Faith in Jesus and his resurrection is not some magic elixir that takes away all of that. What Jesus does continues from the promises from the Hebrew Bible. God promises to accompany all humanity, indeed all creation, no matter what. Jesus promises to meet you and me where we live. Tell them to meet me in Galilee. When times are good, Christ promises to be there. When times are difficult, Christ promises to be there. When people struggle with faith, with sorrow, with untold losses, Christ promises to be present. Too often, such promises prove difficult to trust. Such love stretches beyond comprehension. Certainly, humanity does not live up to it. People fail each other. They hurt each other. They break relationship with one another. Sometimes these breaches come out of intention, other times by accident or even recklessness. Too often, the church brings hurt. Whole populations have experienced any number of isms, many kinds of discrimination, and have found the church a place that does not welcome, in spite of people clinging to old slogans that all are welcome. It makes sense, then, that people struggle to trust. Fortunately, for all those failings, God's promise of forgiveness, of salvation, of new life extends to everyone. We don't depend on God. Well, no, let me get that right. We don't depend on our getting it right, but on God's faithfulness. Indeed, as Jesus invites this community to meet him where we live, wherever our Galilee is, wherever he finds us, he also sends this community, sends the faithful out to be witnesses to all nations, to all peoples. As Peter finds himself in the company of a Roman centurion and his family, enemies, oppressors, the church hears him preach a surprising reality. I suspect pious Peter, well, also found himself a bit surprised. Listen to his words. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears God and does what is right is acceptable to God. When the church says all are welcome, through the veil of all the failures, God continues to demonstrate the truth. Anyone who fears God and does what is right. And that would be, if we've listened to Jesus closely, love God and love our neighbor. Anyone is acceptable to God. That promise comes around and around, over and over again. The risen Christ meets us where we live. In Galilee, wherever that is for us, and welcomes all people into this new family relationship inaugurated through Jesus for the sake of the world. May that bring comfort and strength not only to those who already know Jesus, but to those who struggle to trust this relationship of love. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.